China says U.S. diplomats who traveled to the southern Chinese island of Hainan will be allowed to meet with the crew of an American surveillance plane. The plane was forced to make an emergency landing on Sunday after colliding with one of two Chinese planes tailing it. In official statements today, the Chinese government maintained its hardline stance against the United States for what it says was a violation of its airspace and for conducting spy missions near its territory. It said the U.S. bears full responsibility for the incident. Yesterday, President Bush demanded the prompt and safe return of both the 24-member crew and the aircraft. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
At the first full briefing for foreign press since Sunday's incident, Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhu Bangzhao quoted comments of Chinese President Jiang Zemin blaming the U.S. for the collision. He said Jiang had commented this morning that the plane had broken international and Chinese law. Spokesman Zhu demanded the U.S. make amends for its mistake.
This is a very serious incident. We have raised our protest with the U.S. and demand that Washington recognizes the seriousness of the issue. The U.S. should admit its mistake, take responsibility, and take measures to prevent it happening again. How the situation is resolved depends on the American attitude.
Zhu reiterated that the 24 U.S. personnel are safe. He suggested that more attention should be paid to the pilot of the Chinese fighter that crashed into the sea. The official Xinhua news agency today said he had parachuted from the plane, but an all-out search and rescue effort had failed to locate him. Zhu would not say whether Chinese officials or military had actually boarded the U.S. plane. He would only comment that based on Chinese and international law, the Chinese side has the right to conduct what he called an investigation. And that investigation is currently going on, he said. He was scathing at suggestions that the plane is U.S. sovereign territory and can therefore not be boarded by Chinese officials.
Some people have said this plane is U.S. territory. So what I want to know is, how can U.S. territory have landed on Chinese territory? International law applies to every country. We're not talking about an ordinary plane here, but a military surveillance plane that crashed into a Chinese aircraft and landed at a Chinese airfield without permission.
Analysts have noted that a continuation of the standoff could influence the debate in Washington about arms sales to Taiwan, or persuade the International Olympic Committee not to give the 2008 Olympic Games to Beijing when it votes in July. Zhu Bangzhao said there should be no link made between the incident in Hainan and either of those two issues. The Chinese language press has been relatively muted again in its coverage of the incident today, suggesting that the Chinese government wants to keep a lid on anti-American sentiment at a sensitive time in relations with Washington. But what coverage there has followed the official line that the U.S. is completely to blame. A cartoon in the prominent English language paper, The China Daily, couldn't resist mocking the United States. It made a reference to the NATO bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade 2 years ago, which the U.S. claimed was caused by outdated maps. Today's cartoon showed the pilot of the U.S. plane in Hainan saying it might be due to another map error. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.